Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. During the break, I had a question, so I thought I'd provide a bit more information on this. A question in relation to voting. Where can I start? Well, first of all, the United Nations as a concept, and in fact it is written in our rules of procedure, always seeks to come to decisions by consensus. The general policy and approach is we have these meetings to discuss and to come to an agreement and find consensus on agreed solution. As a result, voting is the exception rather than the rule. And we hope that finding consensus means that we can get to an agreed solution without resorting to voting. That's why, as we've gone through the individual agenda items, and we do this for all our working parties, we've had at the end of the session, at the end of the individual agenda item, I have asked, then can I assume that we have agreed this specific point? So that is generally how we work. There are occasions, which I will be perfectly honest are becoming more frequent, where we have had to go for a vote on a certain decision. I can tell you that in the 78 years of the Working Party on rail transport, going back as far as I could, I haven't managed to go back all the 78 years, but from all the documentation that I have seen, last year was the first time we had to vote on something. It is very, very rare that we need to vote on something. It means that there is strong disagreement between member states, and there is also a strong push for something to go through, so to speak, or to be rejected. Of course, that's what that depends on the point of view of the persons requesting the vote. So we do not normally go through a vote, and if a vote is necessary, it is up to a member state to request a vote on a specific issue. It's not an automatic process, as I said. It's about consensus and reaching consensus. My understanding is that we have agreed everything today. Of course, we will still go through the report, and that may change. But from the discussions we've had today, we have reached agreement on the things that needed to be discussed in this revisions committee. If in future in the revisions committee we need to vote on something, then so be it, we will vote on it. But the Secretariat strongly encourages dialogue before the meetings, dialogue during the meetings, dialogue in the coffee breaks, to see if, well, lunch breaks, if we can find a solution, which of course we are very happy to facilitate, if we can find a solution to something to make sure, to try and work towards consensus rather than having to go for a vote. This is also why we have the various processes of making sure that documents are translated into three languages sufficiently before the relevant meeting. And in fact, this is written, this process again has been added to the report, and you will see it when we go through that, through the report. The documents need to be translated for our rules at least 4 weeks before the session. So usually 10 weeks before the session, the original language version goes on the website, and then 4 weeks before the session, the translations go on the website. This often gives extra time for member states, for delegates to do their internal consultations, and for one thing, come prepared to the meetings, but also to put forward counter proposals if there is something that looks strange in a proposal that has been made. So I think what I'm trying to say is, do use the tools available throughout this process, within the revisions committee, within the working party on rail transport, bearing in mind the overarching goal that we are here to seek consensus on something. And we're not here to force anybody into doing anything as well. So the processes are there, and it's up to member states really to apply them and to follow them in any way they see fit within the rules. I hope that clarifies that and provides some more clarity on that issue, but I'm of course happy to answer any questions on this before we move on to the reading of the report. Thank you.